President Biden is back at the White House after his first foreign trip, which included a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, the G7 in England, and the NATO summit in Brussels. And the war in Afghanistan was a major topic. Biden repeated his pledge to end the war by September 11th, which is the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks.
Our troops are coming home, but we agreed that our diplomatic, economic, and humanitarian commitment to the Afghan people and our support for the Afghan National Defense and Security Forces will endure.
And that American withdrawal from Afghanistan is now underway. NPR's Tom Bowman told us just yesterday that all U.S. troops could be home by mid-July, which is well ahead of schedule. Let's bring in former Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel for more. And Secretary Hagel, welcome back to the show. We actually haven't spoken to you since President Biden announced his plan to end the war. Is it a good idea?
I think it is a good idea. We've been there for 20 years. We've done a lot of good. But after 20 years, I think we've got to expect that the Afghan government is strong enough and independent enough to carry on without us. Now, we're going to continue to support them diplomatically, economically, in every way. But we're not going to continue the fight a war for them. And I don't think we should. There's no military resolution to this. I think it's going to have to be decided by the people, by the Afghan people. Diplomacy. Yes, the military is part of it. But this just can't continue to drag out. This is not 2001. This is 20 years later. There are different threats, certainly to the United States and the world, coming from all parts of the world. So I think the reevaluation that President Biden has put into this is correct, and I think his decision is correct.
Well, Secretary, you know, the big worry, though, is that this withdrawal will open the door wider to the Taliban. They have not lived up to the peace agreement terms that they signed with the Trump administration. Is this a concern for you?
Well, sure. There are risks in every decision a president makes, and you've got to decide where America is going to place its resources. What are its priorities? And as I said, after 20 years, it would seem to me, and I think the American people would expect this too, that when will the Afghan government be strong enough to defend itself? I don't know what's going to happen there. I suspect there'll be some compromise in how they form a government. I don't know. But there's risk in everything. And I don't think you can, as president, be paralyzed by risks and going through a what if scenario every day on every decision. Mm-hmm. You've got to make a decision.
I understand exactly what you're saying. It's been 20 years. But do you have confidence that the Afghan government can stop the Taliban at this stage from taking control of the whole country? They already control much of the rural areas.
Yes. Well, the Taliban are very strong. But let's evaluate that. Why are they strong? Well, obviously, a lot of people in Afghanistan are supporting them. Now, they have brutal tactics. They intimidate. But they couldn't be as strong as they currently are without the people of Afghanistan, or certainly a large portion of the people of Afghanistan supporting them. And if the people are against a government, I mean, I served in Vietnam. That's a good example of what can happen. The people turn against a government, and there's nothing that the United States can do. You can drop all kinds of bombs, spend 20 years and a lot of casualties on both sides. And we've taken a lot, thousands of dead Americans and wounded. And so, again, you've got to at some point come to a point as a leader in our national interests, make a decision. And it is uncertain, but I think the decision for the right reasons have been made.
I want to ask you about something else, Secretary. It seems clear, though, that the focus is now turning away from the Middle East and to China and Russia. Do these two countries now pose, in your view, the biggest national security threat to the U.S. and broadly? How does the administration counter that threat?
Well, yes, I think they do represent the biggest threats to this country, those two nations, as any nations out there today. The answer to the question that you just asked, how do you counter this? I think it's exactly what President Biden has done this week. You start with your friends, with your allies, with your partners, strengthening the alliances we have formed and built since World War II. You're much stronger as an alliance, as a group of nations in dealing with adversaries diplomatically, economically, militarily, intelligence. You're far, far stronger. And I think President Biden is wise in strengthening those alliances, especially before he met with President Putin. President Xi in China is watching this. And that's the first step. The second step is to be very clear, very direct, as President Biden and President Putin's conversation was, according to reports. You come at this from a position of strength, not weakness, but strength. As President Biden said, you lay down rules of the road. Now, that doesn't mean that the other countries are going to follow it. It doesn't mean that you necessarily trust the other countries. But I think you've got to clear the air. You have to engage. You have to be direct. And I think that's where President Biden is headed.
Former Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel. Secretary, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks, Sonia.